Welcome to the Invention IP Podcast, where we explore the world of intellectual property and innovation. I'm John, and today we have an intriguing episode about patent landscape analysis. Mike Anderson, a seasoned practitioner in patents and intellectual property strategy, will be joining us as a guest expert. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you for hosting me, John. It is a delight to be here.
Let's start with the basics. Could you perhaps clarify to our listeners what patent landscape analysis is?
Absolutely. Patent landscape analysis, or PLA, is a thorough examination of patents in a certain technological domain or industry sector. It entails examining patents filed in a specific field to get insights into the competitive landscape, analyze trends, evaluate the strength of intellectual property portfolios, and discover opportunities for innovation.
That seems like an important step for firms and inventors. How does patent landscape analysis help them?
Patent landscape analysis provides several major benefits. For starters, it provides a thorough overview of the competitive landscape, enabling businesses to identify significant players, possible partners, and competitors in their industry. It also aids in finding white spaces or areas with low patent activity, which present chances for innovation and investment. Furthermore, by studying competitors' patent portfolios, firms can evaluate the strength of their intellectual property and make informed judgments about patent filing, licensing, and litigation strategies.
Fascinating. Can you walk us through the steps of conducting a patent landscape analysis?
Certainly. The method usually consists of numerous steps. First, define the area of study by deciding upon the technical domain, geographic regions, and period of interest. Then, collect and filter patent data from various sources, such as patent databases like the USDO or WIPO. Once the data has been acquired, it is structured and analyzed using techniques such as patent classification, citation analysis, and keyword searches to find relevant patents and derive useful insights. Finally, the findings are compiled into a complete report that highlights significant trends, players, and opportunities in the selected technical sector.
It sounds like a rigorous procedure that involves both technical expertise and domain understanding. How do you interpret the data obtained by patent landscape analysis?
The interpretation of the data is critical in deriving meaningful insights. It necessitates a thorough understanding of the technical subject, as well as knowledge of patent law and IP strategy. Patent citation analysis, for example, can help us identify influential patents and upcoming innovations. Similarly, by tracking patent filing trends over time, we may determine the rate of innovation in a specific field. Overall, the goal is to turn raw patent data into useful insights for strategic decision-making.
That is really insightful. I can see how patent landscape analysis might be quite useful for organizations wanting to stay competitive in their respective industry. Are there any prominent cases when PLA has resulted in substantial outcomes?
Absolutely. Patent landscape analysis has been used in a variety of industries, including medicines and technology. For example, in the pharmaceutical industry, PLA has assisted corporations in identifying promising areas for drug development, prioritizing research resources, and navigating the complicated terrain of patents and regulatory barriers. In the technology sector, PLA has enabled businesses to identify future trends such as artificial intelligence, blockchain, and 5G and strategically position themselves in these fast-changing sectors.
It is apparent that patent landscape analysis is crucial to fostering innovation and strategic decision-making. As we conclude, do you have any final comments or suggestions for our listeners about PLA?
I would advise organizations and inventors to consider patent landscape analysis as a strategic instrument for innovation and intellectual property management. Companies may identify opportunities, manage risks, and ultimately add value to their intellectual property assets by knowing the patent landscape in their respective businesses. Investing in PLA can provide significant benefits in terms of competitive advantage and market success.
Mike, thank you for sharing your knowledge and views about patent landscape analysis. It has been a joy to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me, John. It's been a pleasure.
This concludes today's episode of the Invention IP Podcast. We hope you found our discussion of patent landscape analysis useful and instructive. Tune in next time for further debates about intellectual property and creativity. Until then, stay curious and keep inventing. Goodbye.